ABC Radio Australia.
The head of Vanuatu Citizenship Commission says a Syrian national has had his approval for citizenship revoked and others are being investigated over concerns that international criminals are buying Vanuatu passports. It comes after a media report last month revealed the identities of some of the people who have gained Vanuatu citizenship through the controversial program, from fugitives, politicians to disgraced business people from across the world, including Australia. While controversial, the program remains extremely lucrative, reaching a record high last year, helping the country avoid a major economic shock from the collapse of international tourism. But as Evan Wasuka reports, critics are calling for the program to be reformed.
Vanuatu is known as one of the happiest places on Earth, according to the Happy Planet Index. And the price tag for a piece of that happiness is an expensive one at $150,000, which investors have been willing to pay to become citizens. The chair of Vanuatu's Citizenship Commission, Ronald Wassell, says even a global pandemic and the closure of international borders hasn't dampened interest in the scheme.
From our record, the numbers that we're getting, such as last year and this year, are similar, same. Nothing has changed. Yes, I think people are looking beyond COVID-19 and a post-COVID-19, right?
How many people do you usually get applying for these type of things?
Probably per month, probably about 100, maybe 70 to 100,
The sale of citizenship is lucrative business. The $175 million it earned last year helped Vanuatu weather the economic storm caused by the COVID-19 pandemic and the collapse of its main revenue stream, tourism. But the scheme has been mired in controversy, with claims it's being used by international criminals to access Vanuatu passports and to a safe haven from the law. The case of Syrian businessman Abdul Rahman Kiti was first raised in July when the Guardian newspaper reported that his citizenship application was approved just weeks after the US government placed sanctions on his business. His application was approved in April, but then it was revoked last week.
After the article came out in the Guardian, and then during the course of the further investigations by the Financial Intelligence Unit, to revoke the approval in principle for the grant of this citizenship and have it all revoked and forfeit all the funds that he had paid into government coffers.
To obtain Vanuatu citizenship, applicants must not have a criminal record or any adverse reports against them when a check is done by the country's Financial Intelligence Unit. Mr. Wassell says others who have also been granted citizenship, including those named in the Guardian article, will also be scrutinized.
We have requested investigation on other people as well, not only those mentioned in the article. We want to ensure that the people that come here to Vanuatu or who obtain Vanuatu citizens are not people that are wanted abroad or people who the Guardian said are fugitives, right?
The CEO of Transparency International Vanuatu, Dr. Willie Tokon, says it's worrying that the Syrian businessman was able to get approval in the first place and that it was only revoked when the matter was raised in the media.
My worry was, how come we have all these allegations, but the screening by the Citizenship Commission and the Financial Intelligence Unit did not come up with these allegations.
He says if Vanuatu doesn't have the capacity to thoroughly vet applicants, it should seek help from Interpol and other agencies.
There's no other way to do it than do it properly. If we don't have the capacity, we actually have a strong support from Australian government in terms of the AFP that are here with us. They're providing a lot of support.
But Mr. Wassell doesn't agree. He says the government has systems in place to deal with character checks of those applying.
To the final decision, but the process, once that application comes in, it goes through certain processes, and then it will be decided to make a decision on it. We've got the immigration, we've got all the others, we've got our attorney general's office involved, BVIU, we've got the police, our Interpol here, so it's a teamwork.
Dr. Tokon says there should also be limits on the number of citizenships sold to avoid Vanuatu being overrun by foreigners. As for the scheme itself, he says public support is mixed, with many in the older generations who took part in Vanuatu's fight for independence in the 1970s against it.
There are some of us who are 60 years old and above. We don't like this idea of selling passports because you know, some of us, some relatives died, some were treated very badly. Totally against it. You know, we fought for this identity. Why are we selling it?